We've got the Braves and the Nationals. Julio Teheran would be taking the hill for the Braves today. Let's see how he does. Here he is at the plate in the top of the second.
The 1-0 to Teheran, ground ball left side, goes through, base hit left field. Scoring from third is Matt Adams. To second is Camargo, and on at first is Julio Teheran with his third run batted of the year. He came in 2-for-28, his 15th career run batted in, and not being able to turn the double play proves costly for the Nationals. It's Atlanta 2 and Washington nothing.
Strasburg, who averages well over a strikeout per inning, does not have one yet. This is his 18th batter faced. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive, base hit into center field. Scoring is Markakis. Suzuki headed home. The throw from Goodwin is too late. And Julio Teheran has driven in three runs in the game. It's Atlanta 6 and the Nationals nothing. He threw Teheran a fastball, first one of the at-bat, and Teheran rips it into center. So it'll be up to Murphy. Daniel fly to right field in the first inning. The Nationals had a scoring chance in that frame after back-to-back one-out singles. Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive. Powell diving catch by Phillips. They did it again. Phillips has robbed the Nationals twice in the last two innings. He takes a hit and an RBI away from Murphy. And the Braves make two diving plays in this inning. On the right side of the infield, Adams and now Phillips. And the Nationals are kept off the scoreboard. No runs, no hits, an error, a walk, two left. We go to the fourth, 6-0 Atlanta. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive, softly hit shallow right. Moving in and toward the line is Markakis. Dives, and he caught it! Markakis, a diving catch. How many can they make? That one off the end of the bat, a sinking line drive toward the line. Markakis circled over and in and makes a diving backhand catch.
Well, they've made all the plays today, haven't they? That's a heck of a play.
This will be the eighth pitch to Drew. It's on the way. And it's swung on and missed. A slider down and in. So the Nationals unable to cash in on the leadoff double. And we go to the seventh with Atlanta leading 7-0. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive left field, sending Kemp back on the run. This one over his head, and he reaches over the shoulder and makes the catch. Kemp misjudged initially, is able to track it down with an over-the-shoulder grab. So three up, three down. We go to the eighth inning. It's 8-0 Atlanta.
Steven Strasburg was hit on the hip by a Nick Markakis line drive in the third. He would leave the game after the inning. Here's what he had to say.
I feel fine. I mean, definitely could have kept going, but, you know, just got singled to death.
What kind of was the conversation like with Dusty and Mike?
I mean, I know some guys want to, you know, lobby for it, but I feel like that's their decision. And, you know, I'm going to keep going until they take the ball out of my hands, and that's when they decided to take it out of my hands.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals unable to figure out the Braves on Saturday as they lose 13-0. Here's Baker on the loss.
You know, a ball hit him on the bone in the, on the side of his leg, so he was coming out mainly because he was hurting. But, you know, what hurt were, you know, early in the game was, you know, Suzuki with those key hits and Teheran with those key hits. And they had driven in four out of the first five runs, the bottom of the order. Camargo had gotten a couple walks. You know, we hit some balls extremely hard. They made some great plays out there on us. And so you could tell, you know, that it was going to be, you know, the pitcher's day today, because when he gets two hits, and I looked up there, I think he was hitting 103. So that just shows you that anybody with a bat is dangerous.
Nick Markakis hit a blooper to shallow left. Adam Lind, playing in left field, overran the ball, and it turned into a double. The Nationals intentionally walked Matt Adams, and a guy who's given them a whole lot of trouble this year, the former Nationals catcher, Kurt Suzuki.
Runners first and second, one out, no score, top of the second. And the pitch, swinging a ground ball toward the hole, will go through into left field, a base hit. Rounding third, Markakis coming home, and Adam Lind will not throw it home. He'll hold the ball and throw it to third. Braves lead 1-0.
Yeah, that's why we left him out there. I mean, because the score the way it was, you know, it was the positive is that it was a great work day for Tanner. And, You know, he only gave up one hard hit ball, and that was a solo home run.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Sean Newcomb will take the hill for the Braves. He'll square off against the Nationals' Joe Ross.